Over 1 million marine animals, including mammals, fish, sharks, turtles, and birds, are killed each year due to microplastic debris in the ocean. According to National Geographic, microplastics also have devastating effects on humans. These tiny plastics are killing up to 1 million people each year, with others having lifelong health effects. With the increase in demand for plastics and waste, how much longer will it take for people to see the devastating effects microplastics have on both marine life and humans? Hi, my name is Jamie Bhattacharya.
I'm Krishi Kuma.
And I'm Madison Watanabe. We're all students in the 10th grade MPX program at Mid-Pacific Institute, here to talk about how microplastics are affecting the ecosystem and our lives. First of all, microplastics are fragments of plastics smaller than the size of a sesame seed. These plastics are produced in two different ways. One way is seen through the manufacturing of microplastics themselves. This can be seen through materials such as microfibers in clothing or microbeads in toothpaste. The second way is when larger pieces of plastic are broken down by UV rays, waves, or wind. Within the last few decades, large quantities of plastics, including microplastics, have accumulated in the Pacific Ocean, creating the Great Pacific Garbage Patch.
In that they portrayed it as a large floating island of trash. And the word island conjures an image of solid ground, you know, that you could walk across the trash that was floating and it was one solid mass. It is true that the region of the ocean is very large, that the garbage patch, in air quotes, is found, but it's not a solid floating mass, right? So it's not that you can, at any one point in time, step off of a ship and be standing on floating mass of trash. Instead, it's just a very high concentration of plastic debris that has accumulated in that area over many, many years.
That was Dr. Lynch, a co-director of the Center for Marine Debris Research at Hawaii Pacific University. You could sail right through the Great Pacific Garbage Patch and not even notice. You could get lucky and see large marine debris like fishing nets or other large pieces of plastic, but most likely you would miss all the microplastics under the surface of the water. Microplastics could be anywhere from just below the surface to the ocean floor. In an experiment by Legita Marine Research Foundation, they discovered that the mass ratio between microplastics and plankton was 6-1.
So how do microplastics affect the human body? Well, microplastics are too small to see in the air we breathe. They are in the water we drink and food we eat. According to an article published by Science News for Students, scientists say that the average American consumes more than 70,000 particles of microplastics each year. In addition, people who drink from plastic water bottles could be consuming an extra 90,000 microplastic particles every year. That is like ingesting a credit card size worth of plastic each week. Since plastics are made from many different chemicals, researchers believe that the consumption of too many microplastics from fish, tap water, and the air we breathe can lead to lifelong effects with the possibility of death. Although researchers can't confirm any exact effect, they believe that chemicals can injure and kill cells which can damage protein and DNA, but whether that's actually happening is another unknown. This is why scientists and environmental groups are saying that there is an urgent need for more research. One known fact from researchers show that if you were to consume a significant amount of microplastic, the particles can physically damage organs and leach hazardous chemicals, which can eventually lead to death. Because of the lack of knowledge about microplastics' effect on humans, many islanders visiting or living on the Hawaiian Islands are put at risk for something not completely understood.
Floating plastics in the Great Pacific Garbage Patch catch wind-driven currents and get pushed towards the islands, ending up on our beaches, shores, and inside coral. Fish around the island can also be found with microplastics in their stomach, which stunts their growth and makes them more vulnerable to predators. Hawaii eats up to 50.4 million pounds of local recreational and commercial fish, combined with foreign fish, every year. That's 37 pounds per person in Hawaii each year. With fish digesting all sorts of plastic, we are putting ourselves at risk by eating them. This is called biomagnification.
Most importantly, reduce and recycle. It is very important to eliminate single-use plastic from your daily life. Some examples of this are Ziploc bags, plastic water bottles, straws, takeout containers, and plastic toothbrushes. All these things are pretty easy to eliminate from your life, and in some cases will save you money in the long run. Reusable water bottles are a great example of this. Next time you forget your reusable water bottle, instead of buying the cheaper plastic bottle that can leak toxins when consumed, grab the aluminum water bottle, which not only preserves the quality of water, but aluminum is one of the most easily recyclable materials. That's two great benefits. Also, when going shopping, remember to bring your reusable shopping bag. Not only does it save you money, but it also helps the environment. Hop on the latest trend of using a metal straw. They keep our oceans clean and are a great way to enjoy a nice cup of lemonade. If you want to take an active step towards fighting against microplastics, beach cleanups are a great way to get involved. 808cleanups.org is an easy way to get into beach cleanups. Lastly, next time you're going to litter, just remember it will have an impact that lasts over 200 years. It destroys our ecosystem, finds its way into the food chain, and can cause humans harm. By working towards a cleaner future without microplastics, we not only will be saving our oceans, beaches, marine, and animal life, we will be saving and preventing many deaths of human beings around the world, ensuring a better future. Thank you for listening to the Mid-Pacific Zoo Podcast. Join us next month for another podcast.